little quick.
Okay, we recording.
Okay. Hello, this is Kiara, and I'm here with Cofford and Ethan, also known as P-Thin. Thank you very much. And we are finna do a podcast on, what should we do this podcast on, ladies?
Well, we were talking about sex trafficking.
We was talking about sex trafficking.
We're not experts, we're just talking shit.
We not. We was talking about experience about some of my friends almost being sex trafficked or whatever. And I told them if I ever got sex trafficked, I would shit on them. Literally shit on them. Like, I will projectile shit on them.
Shit it on them.
On command. Because I don't know how to shit on command. But I feel like in that instinct, I'll be able to shit on command. Because you feel me? Now, what would y'all do if y'all ever got sex trafficked?
I guess I'd die. I'd be sex trafficked.
So you wouldn't shit on command? So these niggas out here getting sex trafficked and not shit.
If I'm getting sex trafficked, they obviously professionals. What am I gonna do?
Shit. I mean, cause like they probably gonna beat you up a little bit for shitting on yourself, but they gonna have to clean it up. They not finna leave you laying there in some shit.
I feel like they would kill you, but bam,
easy way out. They just kill me.
I think if I was ever sex trafficked, I would throw up. I'll make myself throw up, and then I'm just gonna fight. I'm gonna fight till I die.
I gotta keep this on.
Even if
it's okay if a lock. Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Even if I have to like crash the car I'm in. I'm gonna go to war.
Yeah, I don't think. I feel like once I realized I was getting, like, they were trying to kidnap me, I'd do something then. Like, I wouldn't even be.
Yeah, I think I'll make a fit.
Yeah.
I'll be doing some crazy shit. I'm like, y'all either gonna have to kill me or just let me out right now.
It's your choice.
If y'all let me out, I won't snitch. I'm lying. I'm finna snitch.
Are you sex trafficking me or am I sex trafficking you?
Huh?
I'm gonna flip the script on that. I'm gonna sex traffic them.
And I'll be like, I'm like, how y'all gonna kidnap the head sex trafficker in Atlanta right now? And they gonna be like, oh, you that bitch? I'm like, yes, I'm that bitch.
Y'all ain't know?
I'm like, go ahead. Let me take the wheel. And they gonna start letting me drive, right? And then I'm gonna take them to the spot. And I'm gonna be like, pop that pussy open. Pop it open.
Just like, I'm here. Let's go. I'm here.
We going.
You thought I was worth something? No, bitch. You 80K, 90K. You little skinny.
Make up for that much.
Maybe 70. I think so.
I think they'd be going for a lot. I feel like
they have so many that the value is down.
No, I think really? That... I think it's like... Even if the market is saturated...
I would buy you up for 90K if I had 90K.
I think it's the illegal nature of what you're doing that makes it so expensive.
I feel like if it's illegal, it's going to be expensive either way.
Yeah.
So I'm just like... I mean, like, you probably won't go for 90K, but you're going to go for a few thousand, I feel.
Yeah.
Me.
A few thousand.
I think I would go for a lot.
I think I would go for a lot because, you know, ass fat, titties right. Cute face.
Women are definitely more valuable. Children definitely more valuable.
Ugh, nasty motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but realistically.
You think they'd be sex trafficking like dogs?
No.
No.
I feel like niggas will be fucking dogs.
There's dog rings. There's dog fighting rings that dogs get put into.
This is why I don't like leaving Finn out for so long, because I heard if you leave your dog out for like a while, like people will steal them and like just do horrible things to them.
Why not that pit bull that walks around our neighborhood.
That pit bull.
That pit bull a bully.
That pit bull a sex trafficker.
That pit bull got balls bigger than my fucking ears.
That pit bull is out every morning looking for who he can sex traffic. He is the top sex trafficker in Atlanta. He's scary. He crosses the street by himself without looking both ways.
He don't give a fuck.
He doesn't.
That's why I closed the door as soon as I seen that nigga.
He's 70 years old, too.
He is so old.
I knew as soon as that nigga made eye contact with me, he was finna be like, you next, bitch. And I was like, you fucking thought. You fucking thought.
Yeah, that pit bull's scary. I'm surprised there's even, like, outside cats alive in our neighborhood because of how scary that pit bull is.
I've seen more cats than I've seen dogs, which I'm okay with because I don't really like cats.
We saw, like, three cats today.
We did see, like, three cats, but I think they were at their house. They're just outside.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm sorry. Why the fuck you want an outside cat? The fuck, ew.
Today's been a long ass day.
I know. I woke up so early.
Really? I woke up early, checked my schedule, saw I didn't have no fucking shifts, and I went right the fuck back to sleep. I was like, fuck you bitches. I'm mad.
No, Kai tricked me into waking up early.
I really didn't.
How did he trick you? He came in your room and woke you up. He said,
don't you feel bad about yourself that you don't have a good sleep schedule?
That's not how I talk.
And then I said,
is that what you said though?
No.
Oh, what did you say?
That's not even what I said.
It was along those lines.
So,
I think you're projecting because you feel bad about yourself. You have a bad sleep schedule.
He picked it out of me.
I'm just happy Kai don't come into my room saying I have a bad sleep schedule because I fucking know I have a bad sleep schedule.
I'm the only one here that sleep normal and eat normal.
You really is.
Hey, I ate.
Y'all's health is just.
I ate like twice today.
Maybe when I'm older, it'll be different.
I ate like three times today. I had two bananas.
I hope so, bitch. I'm gonna die.
A burger and fries. That's a lot. That's good.
You had two meals. Mm-hmm. I had one.
I eat 3 to 4 times every day.
Girl, we know your fat ass eat yeah. 3 or 4 times.
That's normal.
Yeah.
It is.
You're supposed to get like 13, 14.
But I
want to
know. I just like, I don't know why my sleep schedule, like, even when I started college, like, I've never really been like that into eating. Maybe I'm just lazy.
Eating or sleeping?
Both.
I think it's the college thing. Like, once you come to college, you kind of just stop paying attention to things you need to do.
Yeah. I feel like college is actually bad for your health. I'm going to start that. Hashtag,
I think you knew that.
College is bad for your health. Joe Biden, fix that. Pay my student debts.
He a bitch.
He is a bitch. Goddamn. I'm mad. I should run for president. I think if I ran for president, I'd be a good president.
Well,
I'm not even old enough to run for president. That's what they need to fix, right? Because they be having these old ass niggas running for president. This is a whole new generation, and them old niggas do not think like our young niggas be thinking.
Yeah,
they don't. Because I'm pretty sure me and Joe Biden do not have the same mindset.
I saw something the other day about a pharmacist making prescriptions for Alzheimer's for people in Congress.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. All right, if you ran for president, what are the top three platforms you would run on? Like, what are your three policies that you would, like, promise to the people?
I would focus on, I think the main thing people would be focusing on, like, taxes, healthcare.
Are you going to raise or lower taxes?
I would raise taxes for the rich. Mm-hmm. Because, like, first of all, I think that should have been a no fucking brainer. Why would the rich need to pay the same taxes as a single mother raising 6 children in a household? The fuck? That make no damn sense.
She's not my vote.
That makes no damn sense. I would also focus Karen on...
Young, that make no damn sense.
That's a campaign. That make no damn sense. I'm going to just say that.
Pulling out of the Paris Accords... That makes no damn sense.
Police brutality? That make no damn sense. They're going to be like, it makes sense to me, though. It makes sense to me. They're going to be clapping.
A re-election, you could run under, like, I made it made sense.
Another 4 years.
Give me 4 years and make it more sense.
Honestly, if Donald Trump could run for president, my fucking dog could run for fucking president because that shit made no sense.
I feel like Trump running for president just lowered the bar for this country on who could be president.
No, because like people be like, I don't think a politician should run our country. What?
You don't.
So the government is not based on political shit?
You don't think a doctor should perform your surgery?
Nah, I want a fucking beautician to perform my surgery, bitch. Okay, die. What the fuck?
Okay, die.
So the three platforms you run on: taxes, healthcare.
Healthcare, and what's another good platform? There's just so many that you would like want to change. That's the thing. I would be like, healthcare. What was the other one I said?
Taxes
and everything else. That's my platform. Because America just so fucked up. It makes no sense to me how it's so fucked up. Like, I feel like some third world countries is a little better than us, and I don't make sense.
Yeah,
I lied. But
all right, I would run on universal health care, free college, and committing to like renewable energy and stopping global warming. Those would be my big three.
Global warming would be like the first thing that I would.
But the thing is, like, people in America really don't believe in global warming.
They don't, and that's a problem.
That's why I think
I don't care whether or not they believe in it. I would have to talk about it either way, because
I think they fucking stupid. Even though global warming is such a big topic in most of the campaigns, even in this presidential election, they even talked about it. So I'm just like, how do you not believe in it when you can literally see it in front of your eyes? Like, California hasn't always been on fire.
Yeah. Florida isn't always going to be above water.
Yeah, like, Florida, I give that shit about 10 more years before that shit go. Because that make no sense. And the thing is, like...
That don't make no sense.
We gonna have to do a lot of work to fix what we did. See, honestly, I think we should have just been fucking cave people. We should have just stayed in the motherfucking... with the Indians. We should have just adapted to what they was doing. Because really, if...
I think that sometimes, too. I think society's issue is that we progress too far. I wanted too much shit.
We try to progress farther and faster than everybody just so we could be superior. And I'm just like, oh, you want to be superior? You don't think that?
I disagree.
What?
I think that's how America is compared to all the other countries. They always want to be the first to do something. They always want to be the first to do this. We're
not
doing it, though.
We are not the first to do anything.
But they be trying to.
No.
You don't think so?
We be lying about it. We be the first to lie.
See, that's what it is. Because, bitch, they be lying to me.
No, I don't think that...
They be lying to me.
I don't think that, like, we have progressed too far, though. I don't think we've progressed enough.
I don't...
Not even in, like, American society and, like...
So what do you think we need to progress more on?
As a global society, I don't think we've progressed far enough on anything.
So what I'm should we progress? I'm talking about, like,
technology. I'm not talking about, like, culturally.
I don't think technology either.
Oh. All I know is...
I think if we progress far enough with technology, like... As soon as we've, like, progressed too far with technology, everything else would have already been, like, solved.
You think so? So you think if we had flying cars right now, everything would be solved?
Well, maybe we don't.
But that's just, like, one form of technology.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it. If you have a flying car, I doubt that could run on gas.
Yeah.
The fuck is
so
that?
It would be, like, an electrically powered car that's reducing carbon emissions.
But don't airplanes run on gas?
Yeah, but that's an airplane, not a car.
But cars run on gas, so you think
mixing a car... But jet fuel and gasoline are not the same.
So you don't think jet fuel would be in a car that's flying?
No, because then it'd be a jet.
That'd be a car jet.
That'd be a jet car.
But wouldn't that be a flying car, though? A car jet? A car plane?
It would be a car that's flying.
I think that if we made a flying car, I don't think... The way that we are currently progressing, which is towards electric cars and rechargeable cars, it would not be... You would not go to a dealership and buy a Toyota flying car. You would get, like, a Tesla flying car or something.
So it gotta be Tesla.
It would have to be...
A white man.
Whatever. You don't even know who runs any other of those companies. You just know that Tesla's run by a white man.
I feel like all the car companies run by a white man. And that's the problem.
The automobile industry ran by white people.
Kick them motherfuckers out.
We'd have flying cars by now.
Honestly, you know what made me real mad? Because you know when you watching Back to the Future, that nigga got like a hoverboard. Please tell me why they gave us hoverboards.
It's just on wheels.
On wheels. That's not hovering nothing, though.
And we had those little wheelie shoes.
Yes, that's Heelys. Literally identical.
Yeah. That was my shit, though.
That's roller skating.
I could never Heely.
Hoverboard is really just...
I couldn't stop.
An expensive-ass...
I didn't know how to stop when I started.
First of all, my mama was like, they're too dangerous, and she never bought me a pair of Heelys. You know how fucking mad I was? I would steal my cousin's Heelys, and I would ride around my grandpa's, because I was like, my mom don't want to buy me no Heelys, so I'm going to just try yours. And that bitch is size 10, I'm size 6. I'm like, bitch, I'm flying, though. I'm flying.
Then there, you're in a flying shoe without gas.
Okay, but then they should make that more accessible to people.
Heelys are very accessible to people.
But they,
are they in 2020?
Not really.
I think you can go to a store and buy Heelys.
No, They don't even sell them. They don't even sell Bratz dolls anymore.
That's racist.
You can... No, because Bratz dolls, they actually went into bankruptcy. Oh. I don't know how, though. I don't know what the fuck they was doing. I guess because back then people just hated black people so much that they just put Bratz dolls into bankruptcy. But, like, when I was younger, I said, fuck Barbie. I was like, never get me a Barbie doll. I was like, fuck them hoes. I want a Bratz doll. I was like, ooh, I like a Bratz doll. I ain't even had a Barbie. The only thing I had close to a Barbie was a My Scene doll. And that's because they was under Barbie production.
Mattel. Interesting.
Period. But I just think a lot of the problem that's going on in the world is white people.
And that's I agree. They shut Bratz down.
They shut Bratz down. They shut the Heelys company down.
They're keeping the black man down.
They the ones that was blowing up the hoverboards. They was the ones that's fucking up the politicians. And they the ones that's fucking up global warming.
Period.
I agree.
So maybe we should take all the white people and put them on a state. I suggest Texas. We move all the white people to Texas.
Texas is too good for them.
It is, but like only certain parts. Let's give them
Nebraska.
But it has to be
North Dakota.
It has to be like a big state, which is a big state. Put them
somewhere cold.
Ooh. Alaska.
I want to say Colorado because we.
Alaska's big. They can fuck Alaska up Alaska. Alaska
is big. I feel like they'd be okay with nights. Because, you know, they already use, like, self-tan or whatever. They don't need no light. They don't need no sun. White people really don't need sun at all, if you think about it, because they get sunburnt. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, we put all the white people in one state. I feel like all the black people in another state. But I feel like the black state, the Hispanic state, and Asian state should all be close together.
So you want to segregate all the races.
I don't think you should be president.
Oh, so now I'm fucking
I don't think we need
I don't think we need more segregationists.
I just think we need different states.
I didn't know that you meant that every race would then get their own state. Now that just seems racist.
I don't think it's racist because, you know, you could travel to the states. I think we should give each race a few states for them to live on. I think white people should live in the cold states. They can live up there in the cold. Because white people never get cold.
What?
That's a fact, though.
I'm white. I get cold.
Barely, though. Not as cold as me.
Not as cold as me.
See, because I
grew up... When I get cold, I'm ready to fight.
Yeah, like...
I told him
nipples
that
hard, don't like it. They poke. I'll poke your eyes out with these nipples. Stop looking at my nipples. Oh my goodness. But yes, that's what I think.
So you're a segregationist.
And that's it for this episode.
Yep.